Yes, we are proud of our group identities, but it's what comes after them. And after that hyphen, in Czech American, African American, Latino American, White American, or any of the hundreds of other varieties of American that counts most. No matter our race, creed, gender, or sexual orientation, we are all equal shareholders in the American dream. And that means we do not fear our differences, we embrace them. Living up to that principle and valuing fairly the contributions of each other is what Tufts Council on Campus Diversity was all about, and it's the great test our nation must pass in the 21st century. Around the world, we will face other tests, the outcome of which is equally uncertain. Today, the international landscape is as contradictory and combustible as I have ever seen. Technology and globalization have helped bring about unprecedented prosperity and progress for millions of people, but they've also cast new shadows upon the world. We see this in the resurgence of nationalism in Europe and Asia, alongside rising sectarianism and extremism in the Middle East. We see it in the widening gap between the rich and the poor and the growing dangers to the environmental health of our planet. We see how technology has given new destructive tools to groups who use religion as a license to murder, as if God's commandment were, "Thou shalt kill." And we see how many of the assumptions of my generation and your parents' generation about the 21st century have been proven wrong. To put it another way, the world is a mess. That is a diplomatic turn of art. I'm sorry, but it's true.